Sense and Memory, written by Icarus Chained and read by Litra. A Star Wars Rebel fanfic, with the pairing Alexander Callis, Gara Zeb Aurelius. Rated teen. Summary. He'd read somewhere, he had a horrible suspicion it had been an interrogation manual, that smell was the sense most directly encoded with memory. Zeb had a very distinct smell, and it was weighted with a great deal more than memory. He'd read somewhere, he had a horrible suspicion it had been an interrogation manual, that smell was the sense most directly encoded with memory, that something learned via scent would be forever embedded in the mind, lurking, waiting for an echo to come back again. That nothing could trigger emotion faster than a familiar scent. From his own experience, Callis couldn't deny that the idea had some merit. He knew he'd remember the smell of blood and burnt flesh, the chemical odor of explosives, until his dying day. He knew, too, that few things spurred his adrenaline faster than some echo of those smells, the sensation that came behind them. The crump of the explosion itself, and the wave of pressure following it, the cries of the wounded. That smell, always and ever. They were triggers, forever embedded inside him. They jogged a reaction every time. So there was something to the idea, he thought. Wherever he'd first read it, however unlaudable the source, there was some fragment of value to the theory. Scent, smell, the pathway to memory. It had merit. There was something. Lasat's smelled quite strongly, though perhaps not as much as certain young Jedi would have people believe. It was something Callis had always been vaguely aware of. After Lasan, mostly. Not before. Those other smells had overpowered it before. It hadn't made all that much impact on his memory. It had made more after Lasan, but even then it had been burnt flesh, ozone, the smell of blood and death and disintegration. They were the earlier triggers. They overpowered so much else. But there had been a tinge, an odor around the edges. Dead Lasats didn't smell quite the same as dead humans. Neither did live ones. And then Zeb, defiantly alive all the way down the line. Alive and fighting, always there, never surrendering. There were so many sensations attached to Zeb. There was that smell, that unique, distinctive scent. Strong. Lasat. Not human. The thing about fighting in close quarters so often, the body did learn sensations. It had little choice. Everything was keyed up, alert, aware, tracking everything that might give it an edge. Callis recognized so much of Zeb. He knew his weight, his strength, his preferred movements. He knew what purple fur felt like against his knuckles. He knew the punishing density of heavy bones. His chest knew the impact of splayed alien feet. He knew the size of those hands around his, both harshly gripping and incongruously gentle. He knew the Lasat as physically and elementally as perhaps anyone could. And he knew the smell. His nose, his mind, his memory. All of them knew that smell. It wasn't as immediate as other smells in affecting him. It was more muddled, confused, less simple and efficient in its effect. He supposed that made sense. The base smell, Lasat, meant horror, both for and at himself. But that smell had always been overridden by the others. Those memories were tied to something different. This smell, Zeb, had tangled itself with other ones. This smell evoked other things, equally confusing, terrifying things. Excitement, first and foremost. Sight, sound, and smell. Zeb punched excitement from him every time. Anticipation. Adrenaline. That was the other thing about fighting in close quarters so often. Melee combat? It was like nothing else. There was no distance. Everything was immediate, present, there. Everything felt vivid, vital. And no one had ever fought him like Zeb. Not so often, not so close. Everything inside Callus keyed up instinctively at the sight of him, at the smell of him. Joy, desperation, challenge, contempt. Even after everything, even with that part of him flattened down by later events, some bit of him still automatically wound up when Zeb was near. Some part of him was always aware, alert, tracking. Something unfurled, something hummed through his veins every time. And then guilt. And then cold, deep and icy and aching. Twinned and in quick succession, they followed the excitement. His leg ached in phantom reminder, the way his chest did at the smell of explosives. Not quite as instinctively, though. The cold itself had dampened Zeb's smell on Beren, so the memory was only partly called by it. It was one Callus thought he consciously prodded into place as much as the memory prodded him. It was necessary, though. It was something that needed remembering. Cold and pain and Zeb. Truth, as bitter as the ice itself. And something else, something following, something so much more confusing again. Warmth. The rock in his hands, pulsing warmly. Safety. Companionship. Those huge hands, so suddenly gentle. The cold in his leg, throbbing a counterpoint to the warmth in his hands. A freezing overhang, barely shelter. The shivers shuddering constantly through him. Warmth in his hands and at his back. That smell thicker and closer in the tiny huddle they'd made to wait for salvation. Rich and warm and inhuman. Lasat. Zeb. It was such a tangled ball of things. That smell. Those emotions. Horror and guilt and excitement and warmth, comfort, purpose, safety. All of them constant. You'd think exposure would weaken the effect. He'd hoped exposure would weaken the effect. Distance hadn't. Not since Beren. But he hoped that presence, near and constant, would... But it didn't. If anything, it strengthened the reaction instead. Quarters on the coast were so close, so strange, too. So alien and new. Possibly some instinct had simply latched on to anything familiar. But Callus had been more conscious of Zeb here, his presence and his smell, than he ever had been before. He'd found himself drawn to it. Found himself clinging to it. He did try not to be obvious about it. He was careful not to touch. Careful not to look. Not often. Not enough to draw attention. There was that advantage to smell. It wasn't obvious. It only required attention and some physical proximity. All Callus had to do was lean on a wall near Zeb and close his eyes. He'd hoped no one had noticed. He'd hoped to keep it to himself. He really should have known better. He was on a ship with two Jedi for a start, and it turned out Zeb wasn't exactly oblivious either. Lasats weren't human. It should have meant more to him than it did. He should have remembered. Lasats gave a different priority to sense than humans did. Or maybe Zeb had simply noticed Callus following him. "You all right?" Elisat asked, hand warm and huge on Callus's shoulder, suspicion and concern in about equal measure in his expression. Callus blinked up at him, so close without the adrenaline of a fight to distract him. The smell was so powerful. Or it seemed that it was. He wasn't sure how reliable his senses were, suddenly. He wasn't sure how much was real and how much had gotten tangled in other things. Memories. The emotions that came with them. He could see how this could be useful in interrogation, he thought idly. He could see why it might have warranted a mention in some manual somewhere. "You smell rather strongly," he heard himself say. From a distance, but not enough of one. He winced at Zeb's expression and clamped his mouth hastily shut again. Though perhaps a fight might be good for him at this point. A jolt of adrenaline might knock his mind back into the present. That could only be to the good. "Not you as well," Zeb groaned in dismay. His hand tightened around Callus's shoulder. "Humans! You and Ezra, I swear! But what are you doing following me around, then? If it's that unpleasant for you, you'd think you'd be on the other side of the ship." He growled, shaking Callus a bit in aggravation. The sensation shorted something, tripped over some circuit in his head, though probably he'd been mostly there already. This was just the last surge breaking the dam and knocking the truth helplessly past his lips. "It's not unpleasant," he said. Emptily, distantly, enough that Zeb fell still in renewed concern, and renewed suspicion, too. But Callus couldn't blame him there. He'd have been suspicious of himself, if he'd been present enough to manage it right now. I don't know what it is, but it's not unpleasant. Your smell, it's not unpleasant." And something must have come out in that. Something more than just the words, as stupid and useless as they were. Zeb reared back, up to his full height above Callus, and wasn't that an interesting sensation as well? That ball of emotion pulsed hard in his stomach. Excitement, somewhere strange and far away. Horror, too. And that other strange, conflicting thing. That warmth. Zeb squinted at him in sudden half-panicked suspicion, and all Callus could do was stare helplessly back at him, and let whatever it was he was feeling, this thing he didn't recognize himself, wander at its leisure across his face.
"What the?"
Zeb murmured at him, low and dismayed.
"Callus? What the hell?"
And that wasn't right either. It wasn't right to burden Zeb with this. Or with anything. The scales of debt were already buried irrevocably on Callus's side of the equation, without making the Lassant deal with this as well. Whatever this was. Something more than a smell. Something more than a memory as well. It wasn't quite adrenaline, but the realization was a jolt away. "Don't worry," he said quickly, straightening himself up, reaching up to grab Zeb's wrist, the hand still balanced on his shoulder. It's not for you, don't worry. I'll figure it out. It's strong. I haven't gotten used to it yet. It's just very strong, that's all." It wasn't much of a reassurance, admittedly, but it was the best he could scrape together at the minute. Zeb's ears flicked, his head tilting as he eyed Callus warily. Callus grimaced up at him in turn. His hands splayed helplessly out from his sides. Every part of him was aware of Zeb right now. Sight, sound, and smell. Sensation. The height, the warmth, the strangeness, the scent. He didn't know what to do about it. He didn't know what it was.
"You know,"
Zeb said, very cautiously and after a very, very long moment.
You know, on Lassan, smell was part of how we'd know our mate. Part of what we'd look for. A scent that's not unpleasant. I didn't think you humans did it that way, though. I didn't think it worked that way for you.
It doesn't, Callus managed, faintly, as the word mate echoed around his head, and a gaping pit seemed to open up beneath his feet. It doesn't. It's memory. Smell is memory. It triggers memories, feelings, and you... Zeb paused at that, seemed to try to work out what to do with it.
I make you remember things?
He tried eventually, brows lowered and skeptical.
No offense, but I didn't think there was all that much to remember. Less again, pleasant.
For either of us was the unspoken rider. Callus heard it. He had to agree with it as well.
I know,
he said. Helplessly, yet again, his hands curling gently into fists.
I know. It doesn't make sense. It's all confused, but... But I...
He closed his eyes, took a deep breath, smelled warmth yet again. Warmth, and pain, and truth, and maybe freedom, somewhere behind it. Zeb. It was a lot to pull from just a smell. It was more than just the physical sense. It was all in his head. He did know that. His head and his stomach and his chest as well. He opened his eyes again.
I wouldn't be here if not for you. I wouldn't know who I was. Who I am. I wouldn't know what I'd lost. I wouldn't have known to fight to get it back. I know those things because of you. I remember them. It's not pleasant. I don't think it can be, but it's not unpleasant either. It's important. You smell important to me.
And of all things Callus had ever said in his life, that had to be among the most ridiculous. The most true, also, but definitely the most ridiculous. It was alien, all of it. Everything about them, about Zeb, about the rebels, it was all alien to him. None of it made sense. But it was without doubt the most important nonsense he'd ever come across. Maybe more than just him as well. Zeb seemed to understand that, as ridiculous as it was. Zeb seemed to understand it. His ears perked up, his shoulders relaxed. His hand felt warm and heavy on Callus's shoulder.
Important, huh? He repeated, a low rumble in his chest.
A faint, disbelieving smile crept across his face.
I smell important. To a human? Never thought I'd ever hear that. Then again, never thought I'd hear a lot of things. Are you sure you're not part Lassat? Between this and the fighting, I do have to wonder sometimes.
Callus stared at him. I'm sure, he managed eventually. Distantly, a bit of the ice he forced himself to remember slipping into it. Ice and death.
I think I'm glad of it. All things considered. I'd rather be an enemy than a traitor, at least on that scale. It's at least a little bit easier to live with.
Zeb sobered again at that. Of course he did. Anyone would. Zeb, though, most of all. He had most reason. All the reason in the universe.
I'm not going to talk to you about that.
The Lassat said quietly, after another long second.
I can't, okay? That's on you. That's for you to deal with. You and me, Lassan, that's done for me. Did all the talking I was planning on back on that moon, yeah?
Callus nodded hastily, and Zeb changed the grip he had on Callus's shoulder, lowered his head. trailed it down to hold Callus's arm instead, squeezed reassuringly.
I'm gonna say this, though. You're not an enemy now. Or a traitor either, whatever the Empire might say about it. And that does matter. He snorted faintly. Not pleasant, right? But not unpleasant either. It matters. And I guess so do you. Just, you know, a little bit.
He grimaced, ducking his head uneasily, his ears flicking back against his skull. Uncomfortable, warm and strange and important. Callus ducked his own head, a faint smile flickering on his lips. He recognized an olive branch when he saw one, and a distraction as well. He took both of them, gladly.
"Do I smell as well, then?" he asked lightly, letting himself raise his head, letting the smile show openly. "Important, I mean. Do I smell a little bit important as well?"
Zeb stared at him for a long minute.
Seriously. So much more seriously than Callus had expected. He loomed so large, so close. His presence filled so much space, carried so much weight. His smell was a wall, warm and engulfing. And he took the question seriously, and answered a lot more thoughtfully than Callus was sure he deserved. "You know what?" he said, slow and thoughtful. "You just might. Can't be sure yet. It's harder to tell when you're a human. But you just might at that."
And, oh, Callus thought, feeling that phantom pit open up beneath his feet once again.
Oh.
Wasn't that a sensation as well? The end.